Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, July 9th. 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc.'s NYSE American, SVM, SVM, growing portfolio, strong balance sheet drive investor appeal. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, reported its strongest fourth-quarter performance to date, closing out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in revenue and operating cash flow. Income from mine operations in the quarter climbed to $26.1 million, up from $13 million in Q4 fiscal 2024. The company also increased capital investments in its core operations, adding cash to its balance sheet and reporting cash and short-term investments of $369.1 million. Silvercorp has access to a $175 million stream financing credit to support El Domo mine construction, showcasing its strong balance sheet and driving investor appeal. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at silvercorpmetals.com. Morgan Stanley downgrades Ciena on margin pressures, cites limited near-term EPS upside. Ciena Corp., a leading provider of optical networking equipment, was downgraded by Morgan Stanley to underweight from equal weight due to margin pressures and limited near-term earnings upside. The investment bank cited persistent margin compression and the company's focus on lower-margin pluggable optical modules impacting profitability. While revenue forecasts are climbing, EPS estimates have decreased. Ciena shares slipped about 1% in midday trading Tuesday. The company's pivot into high-speed optical interconnects, particularly pluggables, may be dilutive to earnings in the short term. In contrast, Morgan Stanley raised price targets on Corning Inc., Coherent Corp., and Lumentum Holdings, reflecting optimism around optical infrastructure. Margin pressure at Ciena highlights the challenge of balancing strategic positioning in next-generation networks with profitability amid intensifying competition. Adisa names Jade Miller as its first CEO. Adisa, the nation's largest trade association for the alternative investments industry, has appointed industry leader Jade Miller as its first chief executive officer. This new role reflects Adisa's evolving leadership structure and future-forward vision, following the recent appointment of John Grady as executive director. Miller, who previously served as the youngest president of Adisa's board of directors, brings a fresh, dynamic leadership style and a clear vision for the future of both Adisa and the broader alternatives industry. As CEO, she will focus on driving innovation, expanding market influence, strengthening member engagement, and modernizing the organization's infrastructure and communications. Grady will continue to lead legal, financial, and regulatory efforts, working closely with Miller to advance Adisa's mission of education, advocacy, and best-in-class networking events. This appointment marks a key milestone in Adisa's strategic realignment, positioning the organization for continued success and growth. Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. has submitted its MS drug candidate Lucid-21-302 to the UK's ILAP passport program. This program aims to expedite access to innovative treatments by streamlining drug development and approval processes. Lucid-MS is a first-in-class therapy targeting demyelination in multiple sclerosis, supporting Quantum's global strategy for clinical advancement. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for challenging disorders, with a focus on neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psychiceuticals Inc., Quantum is researching Lucid-MS, a patented compound shown to prevent and reverse myelin degradation in preclinical models. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom.
Tiny Gems breaks. Quantum Biopharma lidded. NanTM submits MS drug candidate to UK ILAP program. Quantum Biopharma, NASDAQ, has submitted its MS drug candidate, LUCID-21302, to the UK's ILAP program. The program aims to accelerate access to innovative treatments by streamlining drug development and approval. LUCID-MS targets demyelination in MS, supporting Quantum's global strategy for clinical advancement. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for challenging disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psycheceuticals Inc., Quantum focuses on research and development of LUCID-MS, a patented compound for multiple sclerosis. For more information, visit Quantum Biopharma's newsroom at ibn.fm/qntm.
SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ, joins Russell Microcap Index, signaling growing investor recognition, market visibility. SafePro Group Inc., a provider of AI-powered security and threat detection solutions, has joined the Russell Microcap R Index, showcasing its increasing market visibility and investor recognition. The company utilizes patented AI and drone-based imagery analysis for threat detection and demining efforts. SafePro's flagship Spotlight AI platform has identified over 28,000 explosive threats from analyzing 1.6 million real-world battlefield images in Ukraine. With a focus on the $15 billion defense technology market, SafePro aims to secure a share through its U.S.-made and HubZone-certified offerings. The inclusion in the Russell Microcap Index, effective June 27, 2025, signifies a new phase of investor awareness for SafePro, offering automatic inclusion in funds and indexes tracked by institutional investors and fund managers.
Mining news breaks. Fathom Nickel Inc. Inc. 6Q5, OTCQB, FNICF, appoints former Noront CEO Alan Coutts to board. Fathom Nickel Inc. announced the appointment of Alan Coutts, a veteran geologist with over 35 years of mining experience, to its board of directors. Coutts, former CEO of Noront Resources, led the $650 million sale of the Eagle's Nest Nickel Project. His expertise in project development is seen as crucial for advancing Fathom's projects in Saskatchewan. The company aims to explore and develop world-class nickel camps in the region. To learn more about Fathom Nickel Inc., visit their newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit their website.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, Bowery A, highlights Juve Stabia's surge in value amid growing U.S. interest in European soccer. Brera Holdings PLC has reported a 245% increase in the valuation of its majority-owned club SS Juve Stabia, reaching $32 million during the 2024-25 Serie B season. Brera, the first MCO listed on NASDAQ, offers retail investors access to the sports as an asset class trend. This model contrasts with celebrity-driven club ownership, such as Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney's investment in lower division Wrexham. Brera Holdings PLC focuses on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of emerging football and other sports clubs. For more information, visit www.breraholdings.com.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces third quarter 2025 cash dividend and provides clarification of second quarter 2025 payment date. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, has announced its third quarter 2025 cash dividend. Shareholders of record on June 30, 2025, will receive a payment of 0.0025 per share on July 14, 2025. The next dividend payment, also 0.0025 per share, is set for a record date of September 30, 2025, with a payment date of October 10, 2025. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed the company's commitment to providing returns to shareholders and hinted at a possible dividend increase next year. Royalty Management Holding Corporation focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets in various industries. For more information, visit lgmgcorp.com. 2025's best and worst places to rent in America, Wallet Hub study. Wallet Hub has released its report on 2025's best and worst places to rent in America, comparing over 180 U.S. cities based on 21 key indicators. Bismarck, North Dakota, ranks highest in rental affordability, while Charleston, West Virginia, has the highest rental vacancy rate. Newark, New Jersey, leads in renter-occupied housing units. Brownsville, Texas, boasts the lowest cost of living index, and Warwick, Rhode Island, has the fewest violent crimes. For more details, visit CityBiz.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.